Well, as we celebrate the holidays, wishing that you're with family and friends, of course, that would be Sunday and Monday, Christmas Eve as well as Christmas Day. Well, in the midst of ice storms, late night missions, and dog invasions, well, many Christmas tree farmers have kept the spirit of the season. Gary Crawford has more in this report.
Oh, he's gone nuts at Christmas.
Yes, we do. Now, there's a big Christmas tree farm in Thorntown, Idaho, owned by Tom Dahl and the Dahl family.
Our motto is brighten up your Christmas with a real Dahl tree.
But life's never dull for the Dahls this time of year.
I recall one call I got during an ice storm at 11 o'clock at night, and this guy called. He says,
"Yeah, listen, I need a Christmas tree."
I said, "It's 11, and the trees are covered with ice." I said, "You understand that?"
"Oh, yeah. You see, but my mother-in-law's here. She has to have a Christmas tree." You hear that now?
And I said, "Well, okay, we'll get you a tree. When do you want to come?"
"Yes, I'm coming right now."
I said, "Okay, come on out." He came, but he brought the little sports car to put this ice-covered tree in. He got his tree. He left. I hope his mother-in-law was happy.
But that shows that many farmers are almost always dedicated to helping people, even when things go a little nuts. And if that one isn't good enough, here's another example. Just when you think the holiday is going to the dogs, you find out it's true, at least on the first Sunday in December at the Dahl Christmas Tree Farm. It all started when a member of the South Central Newfoundland Club approached Tom Dahl about a scheme to raise money for their Newfoundland Dog Rescue Program. And in case you are unfamiliar with that breed...
The Newfoundland dogs are great, big, lovable, long-haired, slobbery pets.
And they sound like this.
So we got together, and now it's an annual event. The first Sunday in every December, the South Central Newfoundland Club brings their dogs to our farm, and they use them to pull trees up out of the field for tips and donations. It's a great event. It's our most crowded day. People come just to see the dogs work, and it's common for them to raise a good amount of money.
And of course, it brings people to Tom's farm, people who might buy a tree or two. Plus,
the dogs enjoy it. They're bred for that. They like to pull. They like to work. They have harnesses that they put on them, and then they pull carts or sleds, or some of them just use a tarp, and they just drag the tarp.
So by offering up his farm to help out a good cause, Tom Dahl says they sell more trees, more people get to enjoy coming out to the farm, and more dogs are rescued.
So it's a win-win-win. It's a win for us, it's a win for them, and it's a win for the dogs.
And it's just another example of how many farmers like Tom Dahl go out of their way to be good neighbors.
Well, we try to be.
Even when it involves late-night antics in ice storms or... letting the farm go to the dogs. In Washington, this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, we're going to be back and wrap up Inside Agriculture. We'll do it right after this.